Eyes open?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I was here last year. When you had the open house.
I'm afraid you're a couple months early.
I got business. A crime.
Why don't you take a seat over there and I'll get a report form.
Yeah, I hope I'm not disturbing you. I mean, I see you're eating food.
That's okay. Be right back. That's mine.
I mean, I'm not that hungry. Just had a pigeon.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, it's my friends. They keep disappearing. You know, I mean, they're there one day and gone the next.
It's kind of an occupational hazard, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not leaving on their own. I mean, this place we live, the mission, somebody's coming in there at night and hustling them out of bed someplace.
Kind of a bum's rush.
I don't make jokes about your job.
Dietrich? Occupation on the floss.
You're doing a crossword, Cap?
Yeah, 17 down. Occupation on the floss. Dentist doesn't fit. It's only 6 letters.
Have you ever noticed that most of our conversations tend to be of an impersonal nature?
Well, I just thought, maybe...
We never have a normal, everyday conversation like you do with the other guys.
Want to have one now?
Sure.
How's everything going?
So, how you doing?
Can't complain.
How's Mrs. Miller?
Oh, fine.
The kids?
Good.
What, you got 2 of them?
Yeah. David will be going into junior high school. Rachel will be graduating from Hobart in the spring.
Where's the time going?
Beats me.
What was that, 17 across?
Down.
Barney?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember Mr. Brewer.
Ray.
Yeah, Ray. How are you, Ray? Yeah.
Mr. Brewer says that some of his colleagues have been dropping out of sight. He suspects there may be some foul play.
Was a nice neighborhood before the discos moved in.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah, we'll do what we can, Mr. Brewer.
Yeah, I'm seriously considering moving to the suburbs.
Yeah, but then you got the commute, the yards, raking leaves.
Barney?
Excuse me.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. It's a call from a bar over on Wall Street. Guy's some hooker trying to solicit a law firm.
All right, check it out. Dietrich?
Miller.
Huh?
Occupation on the floss, it's Miller.
Oh.
Miller on the floss was a George Eliot novel.
Right, yeah.
Setting was a mill, so the occupation...
Yeah, I got it.
Do you need any help with blank Google?
all, gentlemen.
I'm not expecting anything.
Twelve Precinct, Levitt. Unless it's an emergency, I'm afraid you're going to have to call back later. No detectives are available at the moment. No, ma'am, I'm a uniformed officer, not a detective. Well, it's mostly politics. Not what you know, but who you know. It's a sad state of affairs, I agree. It wouldn't hurt to write a letter. Bye-bye. Afternoon, sir.
A bit.
Your mail.
Thank you.
You've been here long?
Long enough.
Good.
You allow refills?
Sure, here you go.
Good job.
Listen, I'm really sorry about this.
Oh, look, it's not your fault. I mean, if I broke the law, you're going to have to arrest me.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's that about? You tell me.
Cap, this is Miss Laura Kiergo. Solicitation, trespassing, disorderly conduct. Don't go by that.
Huh? See, she sort of caused a riot in the bar. According to the bartender, she would come on to a guy, get him all interested, and then drop him and go on to another guy.
You see, no one was right. My standards, they're exceptionally high.
It's very commendable.
She wasn't really soliciting. I mean, for money.
No, I was just looking for a suitable volunteer.
For what?
To father my child.
I see.
You do?
I want to have a baby. It's just that I'm not particularly interested in having a husband.
Doesn't that go with the territory?
Give him time.
Well, who's pressing charges?
The owner. He's the only one she didn't ask.
I never thought this was going to be this tough. I mean, I'm not asking for a lifelong commitment. All I want is just a few hours with a healthy, reasonably intelligent man.
I'm Ray.
Poor Joe, you want to take care of Miss Kiergo?
I'll book her.
That's what I had in mind.
Have a seat. You know, actually, more and more women are opting for single motherhood, whether through artificial insemination or Miss Kiergo's method. Which satisfies the maternal instinct, but also allows them to maintain an individual lifestyle.
You want to know what I think? I think the family unit is falling apart fast enough without behavior like that to give it a shove.
I guess that eliminates you.
We'll find out.
Well, I don't ever want to be poor. Oh, boy, you should see this place. I mean, people staring out into space, laying up against walls, sitting in their own wine. Domestic.
What did you find out?
Oh, I talked to some of them, Barney, and they tell pretty much the same story as Mr. Brewer. I guess a couple of weeks ago, somebody started coming in the night and carting the bums away.
So, what's our next move? Going undercover?
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Barn, you're not talking about sending me down there.
Well, he can't go dressed like that.
No kidding.
Well, the tie is all right.
Why don't you and Ray work out the details on the wardrobe, huh?
Sure, Barn. Gonna need that jacket?
Of course I have to find out about their genetic background. I have to make sure that there's no history of insanity or disease.
Well, that must really get him in the mood.
My child is entitled to the best father that I can find.
I need your address.
734 West 23rd Street. I'm not just looking for someone who's genetically acceptable. I'm also looking for a person with a degree of compassion, of sensitivity, and perceptiveness. I think those things are passed along, too.
Yeah, but It seems to me that going up to a bunch of guys in a bar is not a very good way of finding someone like that.
That's a good point. You're very perceptive.
I just got lucky.
Ta-da! Inspector Luger's back. And the 12th precinct's got him.
Hi, Inspector Luger. What a pleasant surprise.
Sad to you, huh? Hey, I read your book.
Oh?
Yeah. I see where the old inspector popped up in there a couple of times, huh?
Yeah, right.
You know, though, how it seems to me as I come off in there a couple of times as being a little weirdo, a bit of an oddball.
Editorial license.
Who's the buddy? Can you spare a dime?
Ray Brewer. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Brewer. Hi, Brewer. Sorry, no spare change. A laundromat tonight. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Huh? Touché. Huh? It looks like Wojo struck the mother load,
Yeah, you can see that.
What's she here for?
She's looking for somebody.
Missing person?
Uh-huh.
Wojo Horowitz.
Good to see you, Inspector.
Thank you, Woj. And, of course, this would be Ms.
Kiergo.
Charming. Frank Luger, NYPD. If I can be of any service.
No, thanks.
Inspector!
Hey, Marty!
Boy, it's been a long time since we've seen you.
Yeah, I've been feeling a little under the weather, Marty. You know, I haven't been myself lately.
Oh, yeah. Appear in good spirits now?
Fooled you too, huh?
What's the problem? What's the matter?
Marty, I just come from having the most humiliating experience in my life.
What happened?
Hold this call, Stevie.
Right, I.O. Okay with you, C.M.?
They call it a career conference, Barney. Like they're helping you with your career.
What'd they say?
They give me a lot of sweet talk about the... Luger, you've done a great job with the department. You're a credit to the force. Yeah, that kind of garbage.
That was it?
No. They want to have me all butted up. Then they stuck in the skewer.
What'd they say?
What else? Luger, take a hike.
They asked you to resign?
Oh, no, Bonnie. No, they gave me a choice. They said, Frank... Now, look, you can retire now as inspector, but you're welcome to hang around. But if you do, you'll be hanging around as a captain.
Nice.
Yeah, they figured they could shame me into quitting by busting me to captain. Lousy, stinking captain.
It's not the end of the world.
Huh? Oh. Listen, no offense, Barney, huh? I mean, that's good enough for you.
You, think it came from upstairs? Maybe there's just somebody trying to bluff you.
Good way. You know, they tried to pull the same trick on Klein a couple of years back. They tried to squeeze him out, too.
What happened?
Nothing. 2 weeks later, he was gunned down on 13th Street. They dropped it after that.
We seem to be alone.
Got a headache.
Oh, I like a sense of humor. It indicates intelligence.
I got an IQ, knock your socks off.
Back.
We noticed.
What, I miss anything?
No. Talk to you later.
Great.
You want some coffee?
Oh, I'd love some, thank you.
Well, I checked you for priors. That's prior arrests.
Mm-hmm.
You're clean.
Oh, good.
There you go. Hi.
Thank you.
So what'd he have to say?
Excuse me, I gotta sharpen some of my pencils.
Believe me, you look 100% better.
Yeah,
you are. Well, I hate just saying that. I mean, you look really scrunchy.
You're too kind.
Tried to warn you about that Chrysler stock.
We're reading again, are we?
I bit the bullet on Studebaker.
Okay, Bond, I'll just call that bluff. They'll back down every time, right?
It's worth a shot.
Right.
Barney?
I've changed.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I won't be needing that jacket now.
They are. Now, what happened to our Dapper Dan, our resident Beau Bridges?
Harris is on a case down at the Bowery.
Oh, yeah, and when in Rome, you did.
Yeah, Inspector, you think I look okay? I really value your opinion.
Anything else you need, Harris?
No, I think I'll be hitting the road. Come on, Ray.
Sure. See you around.
Barney.
We just might make dinner. Today is turkey bisque.
And let's go.
I guess this bomb better be hitting the road too, huh, Barney?
Listen, everything's gonna work out just fine, I'm sure.
Ah, sure it will, Barney. They ain't gonna spit Frank Luger out like an old piece of chewing gum, you know, that you already sucked out all the good juice, right?
Right.
Sure. I've been a cop for 34 years, Barney. I helped build this department. I helped make it run. I helped... What's that? Once I built the railroad, made it run. Race against time. Yeah, I see you around, Barney. Once I built the railroad, now... Hello, Levine.
Levitt?
I got a bail ticket for a cargo L.
Right here. I'll take it.
L cargo? Sir?
Here, you'll have to sign this.
I just happened to run into Sergeant Harris on the stairs. Such as he was, seeing he may be occupied tomorrow, it occurs to me that...
Be here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't even finish. Huh? I'll prep the desk for tomorrow, sir.
You do.
Well, that about does it.
Okay.
Here's your court date right here.
All right. Well, you have my address in case you need to contact me.
All right.
I guess I'll be going home now.
Okay.
Listen, I just wanted to thank you for your courtesy and consideration.
Oh, you will.
And I just wanted to say that I think that both of you have very, very fine qualities in different areas. And for what it's worth, I think either one of you would make a very good father for anyone's child. So, maybe we'll see each other again sometime.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Sure, maybe.
Bye. Bye.
After you, ma'am.
Time to check out. So you doing anything tonight?
I don't know. How about you?
I got two tickets to the Ranger game.
Oh, yeah?
You want them?
Good morning, Roy.
Hey, Barney.
Are you going to make it?
What do you mean?
The coffee, are you going to make it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks for waiting up. How you doing, Lois?
Doing all right.
Are you making coffee?
Yeah.
Boy, I really could use a cup.
Oh, yeah? Had a tough night, huh?
Can't complain. How'd you like the hockey game last night?
Oh, it was really great. Thanks for the tickets. Mr. Brewer. Sergeant Harris.
Figured he'd be here.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I woke up this morning, his bunk was empty. A couple of the other guys are gone, too.
Dietrich Wojo, better check out that mission.
Yeah. Sorry, I fell asleep.
All right, don't worry about it.
My first stakeout.
Don't worry about it, it's okay. Oh, Spencer.
Very funny.
What's the matter? What happened?
Captain Frank Luger reporting for duty.
Oh.
Nice to have you with us.
That only 23 hours and 30 minutes separates you from the conclusion of this two-part episode of Barney Miller? Heck, that's less than a day. And it's only 2 minutes in Abe Vigoda years, so be here tomorrow for part two right here on TV Land.